Now, I am so excited for my first guest of the day. Talking about something that's a little different. Not often you talk about Gore and MySpace in 2005, but here we are. I'm very delighted to have Rachel and Max, part of a new series called Noob, a TikTok series. They're on the line with me right now. Good morning, guys.
Got it.
How are you both?
Fantastic. I'm living the dream. It's currently 6:30 in Melbourne, and I've never been more awake. I've got the energy of three lions.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, thank you for getting up so early for us. Much appreciated. Rachel, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah. Now, a lot to be excited about. One of those reasons is what we're talking about. It's not super common at the moment. Like, it's still kind of not something that's been done heaps. Please explain Noob a little bit and kind of how it came to life.
Oh, sure. Well, Noob started as a TikTok series, a 50K TikTok series, so very low budget, that myself and my co-creator Victoria made 2 years ago, and it was funded by New Zealand On Air, which the lovely Max starred in as our closeted gay rugby player in 2005, writing gay fan fiction. It kind of went gangbusters. Like, people on TikTok really loved it. They really responded to the themes of the series. It was 12 one-minute episodes. It was very silly, deeply unserious, but also kind of dealing with the, you know, themes of, like, you know, growing up in the early days of the internet in 2005.
Mm.
And then from there, we were able to pivot and pitch it as a long-form TV series for 3&3 Now, which New Zealand On Air very kindly funded. And now we have a TV series coming out this week, which is mad. And we brought Max along for the ride because he was just that good.
How do you know of many other series that started out as TikTok things and grew into actual TV series?
I don't. Do you, Max?
No, I tried doing a little research about it when it happened, when you got picked up, and I couldn't find anything. I knew that there was, like, people, creatives, who did really successfully on TikTok that got started and got picked to create things. But I don't think explicitly something made for TikTok to then come on bigger screens.
No.
It might be a world first.
I think it is. I mean, I don't want to, you know, claim things that aren't true, but I think it might be, which is very, very exciting. Gore, 2005. Do we have much experience with the time and place?
Not me. It's so funny. I think, like, our director Victoria, and she's our co-creator as well. She grew up in Queenstown, and so I think she has family in Gore. And Queenstown, when she grew up, was, you know, it wasn't like this. It was always a tourist destination, but, you know, it was like, you know, I think she went to her, like, school ball on a tractor. Like, things were just a little bit more backwards or whatever. And that's kind of, you know, I think she's just so deeply connected to, like, small town life. And that's kind of, yeah. And I guess we were brainstorming about where to set the show. Someone in our writer's room brought up the Mikey Havoc and Jeremy Wells gay Gore skit.
Oh, God.
And so I think that might be why we're like, oh, that'd be so funny if we set it in Gore. And then no one questioned it from here on out. And then we just went with it.
Love. Absolutely fantastic. Max, what was this like for you? Did you have to reach far into the acting repertoire to find a closeted country bumpkin rugby player?
Well, Well, it's really fun because the way that it's written, the way the character Victoria and Rachel have made it, is that you've on surface it's a really cool rugby player. I'm awesome. I'm the king of high school kind of player. But then you get around to actually like having individual scenes with this person, and he's just such a shy, awkward guy. It's just like,
aww.
It's really sweet, and the journey that he takes is one of it's a stunning self-discovery, but trying to do self-discovery in a very unaccepting environment, and so everything is clashing while you're trying to figure some stuff out. And I think I've experienced that with a lot of friends as well, trying to like figure out more about yourself and not exactly being in a healthy environment for that to take place.
Totally.
So it's definitely like, and there were parts of it that there were a couple of scenes that I had of some things, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it. There's a biscuit scene. That's something I've never done myself.
Is it a filthy biscuit scene?
It's a little filthy. It's a filthy little. But it's a scene in which, like, it again takes from like New Zealand, I feel like, youth rumor.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're fucking talking about right
like
now.
Like the test tube,
God.
Like the test tube story.
Yeah,
that
like
over.
The test tube story.
Oh my God! Wow! Yeah. I think more or less any Kiwi could kind of watch this and get that. Is it because I wasn't a jock at high school, but I was reasonably competent at sport at a Catholic high school, and I wrote gay One Direction fan fiction.
No way! You're literally Max's character in real life.
And that was the thing. I was like, it's kind of quite relatable in that sense. Like, did you talk to like gay rural people about their experiences for this? Like, how much is that kind of in this?
To be honest, all the experiences of the characters for the most part in the show are rooted in truth. In either one of the characters is loosely based on me. Nico, I would say, Max's character is kind of an amalgamation of our co-creator Victoria and her brother, who had very similar experiences to Nico growing up, and we really do dedicate this show to him because he was just he was closeted. He wrote queer fiction and struggled with bullying and things like that. So much of the show is just rooted in actual truths and real things that happened. And same with our TikTok series, like the clit whacking in the spa scene is based on one of our friends, a real thing that she got pulled off from her family for doing. So even the most ridiculous things in the show are kind of like they actually happened.
Wow. Is he single?
Or... No, he's not, unfortunately. he's snapped up, he's taken.
That's all right.
I have other friends, though, so you can hit me up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I love the gays. I'm surrounded by them.
Oh, not if you're trying to date them. We're all the worst pieces of shit in the world. No, I'm kidding. That is not true at all.
No, this show is for the gays. This is my audience. And I was closeted as well growing up. I'm bisexual, and I didn't come out to my family till I was like in my mid-20s. And I was 15 in 2005, and it was just, I went to Catholic school, and it was just not the done thing. And it's so silly because you think it wasn't that long ago, but people were still making jokes at the expense of gay people all the time. It was weird to be gay and scary. It was really scary. And while the show is a comedy, it's funny. I think the emotional truth there is that we really see the struggle that anyone who's had to hide a true part of themselves and an authentic part of themselves we see them and we know that what that struggle is, and we hope that they, you know, when they watch like Max play it so beautifully, his character trying to, you know, be who he is out loud. Yeah, I hope they resonate with that. Because Max did such a good job. He's our dream Nico.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I'm gonna touch on that in a sec. I do wanna ask though, did this make you miss MySpace and like the simplicity of 05 kind of social media?
Yes. Max, you were too young to have MySpace, eh?
Yeah, I would have been a toddler in MySpace, and that would have been a whole different ballpark.
Oh, I wasn't quite there. I didn't have MySpace, but I did. I got the end of Bebo.
Oh, no, yeah. I had MySpace. I stalked bands. I was obsessed with emo boys. Like, I mean, obsessed.
Yeah, cool.
MySpace was my entire life. I thought my, like, very privileged suburban existence was super duper hard. So I would write about that on MySpace. I miss it. I miss those days. We're so much more innocent. I'm grateful that I grew up when I did, because we didn't have Instagram or anything like that. I've actually just recently deleted my Instagram. Never been free.
Did kind of this journey and there being kind of a social media narrative in it, does that affect like how you view social media or use it?
I have a big appreciation for social media. I don't know about you, Max. I do appreciate it for connecting people in some beautiful ways. You can find your community on there. I really did. I made friends on MySpace that were different from the girls at my high school who I didn't always relate to. And meeting people through like local gigs and finding bands and becoming friends with certain people made me feel like a little bit less of a loser for like being very obsessed with My Chemical Romance.
And yeah, right.
So for me, it was a beautiful thing at the time.
That's so interesting. I am kind of envious I never got that, but...
I think you can find your... There's still a place to find your community. Like, Max, you're so like connected with the acting community here.
That's true. Yeah. It's hard sometimes to find a community. But again, social media. But also, all it takes is that one person. And that's so crazy to me. That all it takes is that one introductory person who knows another person. And then it's just a wave. And it's like, it's so much less scary finding it than just going like, hey, or like, it's not like you have to find this community immediately. Like, boom, it's there. It's a mass group of people at your house. It is just like, hey, there's one awesome person that comes into your life, and then from there, who knows what happens? Who knows who they connect you with?
So, Max, you are Nico, and you're obviously an actor, and you're in Melbourne now.
Yes. Oh, well, just brief amount of time.
Oh, right. Okay. So, are you working there or what?
No, I came with my partner just to watch a bunch of the Fringe shows. We timed it so poorly. It was so funny because we like got the tickets. It's like, yeah, this is perfect. The Noob started like, oh yeah, promoting itself. And we're like, awesome. Hopefully this doesn't coincide with any of the marketing.
Well, newsflash, it has. Okay. Wow.
And now we're here. But no, I fly back to New Zealand tonight, which should be fantastic.
Right,
and
so
then I can revel in it.
So you kind of you work and live here in New Zealand.
Yes, yeah. That's my home.
Full time actor.
I wish. I definitely try to, but I've got some stuff in between just to help pay the bills.
Just
as it is, but no, I consider myself full time.
That's right.
We made Max move back from London basically to do the show.
Really.
Max, after the TikTok series, Max was like, I'm going to go to London and do the thing there. And we're like, yeah, man, go. And then we had a feeling the show was going to get picked up. And we were like, hey, man.
Come back.
Would you like fly back just like for a sec, please? Like, please?
It was so funny. Yeah, I loved how discreetly it was just like, hey, like, perchance, just say, and this isn't a thing, but like, just in case, Would you? And I'd be like, yeah. And they're like, cool. And then I heard nothing for like 3 months. And then back, it was like, you have an audition. And I'm like,
oh my God. Now, obviously, other than in my dreams, I have seen you before, haven't I? In things?
You might have. You might have seen me.
And, what are you in?
I was in Mystic, which was like a tween horse show. Probably not that one.
I'm sorry for that.
So maybe if you're big on that scene.
Oh my God.
He was really good.
Were you like the jock heart throb in it?
Yeah, I was the stable boy. I was the stable boy, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I love it. That's sexy. That's very, very sexy. So, Noob, details. When is it out? Is it out yet?
No, it is out tomorrow on 3 and 3 Now. So it will be all 6 episodes will drop tomorrow on 3 Now. So you can binge it all. You can binge it all in under like 2 hours. So it's a perfect hangover watch, I think. Yeah.
Oh, great.
You know, easy watch, an easy laugh. Or if you like to kick it old school, you can watch it on linear television. So each episodes will drop weekly on 3, Thursdays, 8:30.
Right. Well, no one will do that, but...
Someone's going to say it. Someone's going to say
it. Says a man on terrestrial radio. Shouldn't.
We love radio.
Hey, me too. No one can see me. Now, a final question, because you did want a curveball. This is not a curveball, but I was talking about this earlier. What does guava taste like? I've never had one.
It's guava.
Oh, the alcoholic drink.
No, the fruit. Guava.
Okay, not me sounding like an alcoholic. I was like, isn't that like an energy
no,
drink?
No, if there's an alcohol, I've tried it.
Okay,
don't
great.
Don't worry.
Guava the fruit?
Yeah.
Guava the fruit.
It's citrusy.
What doesn't it taste like? Honestly, it's...
You ain't ever had a guava.
I haven't seen
a guava, and I'm not...
That sounds like a rich person's fruit. I don't know.
I know, bananas and apples.
Who the fuck eats guava? Yeah. Like pomegranate.
Show yourself.
Like,
show yourself.
Like,
who eats guava?
Okay, are you rich? You just buy guava.
I know. I know. Well, I don't even buy fruit. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
So you just are, you're going to get scurvy then, like the olden day sailors.
I honestly, there was a couple of weeks ago, I was like, fucking hell, I have scurvy. Like in the 20th century.
I might have scurvy as well.
Whoa.
I probably have scurvy.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure there's plenty of citrus in the cigarettes I smoke. It's fine.
I'm worried for you now.
You should
I'm going to send you a care package.
There's not enough care in the world. Hey, both of you, it has been an absolute delight to talk to you. And I've probably held you way too long, but thank you so much for talking to me this morning. And to our audience, I have seen the first 2 episodes, so I can vouch for you that it is really good. And I can't wait to see the rest of it as well. Congratulations is definitely in order. And to our audience, Noob, it starts tomorrow on 3 or 3 Now. Go watch it. Go love it. You don't really have an excuse. Guys, one more time, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, bless. Awesome.